So another principle that they used to say about all of these halachas of conveying tumah of a zav, kula nisa al gav zav, whatever is carried upon a zav, tame, is rendered impure. The Mishnah will explain now what this means. V'chol shazav nisa alav, and whatever the zav is carried upon, tahor, remains pure. Chutz minara lemishkav ulemoyshav, unless it is fitting for him to lie or sit on, v'adam, and a person. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. Kate said, what does it mean? What's an example of this? So he says, Itzba shel zav tachas hanidbach. If the zav has his finger, he's got one finger underneath a pile of stones. The tahor, and there's a pure person milamalan on top of the pile of stones. So this zav, he's got his finger in there, and then there's a pile of stones, and then there's somebody sitting on top of the pile of stones. Metameshnai mepoisel echad. So the person will be impure. That person on top of that pile of stones, he'll be impure, and he'll be impure to the level that he'll actually, while he's on there, he'll be impure to the avatuma level while he's standing on there. Perish, once he separates, once he gets off the pile of stones, then matama echad apoisel echad. So then he'll be impure to the first level. So that's what it means. Whatever is carried above a zav is rendered impure. That's the first statement of the Mishnah. He's above the zav, he's not touching the zav, and he's rendered impure ultimately to the first level when he separates. Hatama milamalan vatar milamatan. So the next case is if the zav is above the pile of rocks and the pure person is below, the reverse situation. So he's got his finger stuck in the rock over there. Metame shnaim upoisel echad. So in this case over here, he will metame shnaim upoisel echad. He will be an avatuma. Peresh, when he separates, metame echad upoisel echad. He will then become a first level impurity.
The same thing.
Same thing. But here comes the difference.
He's not carrying him. He's underneath now.
Yeah, he's underneath. That was a chutz mina adam at the end Ha'oichlin va'mashkin, but food or drink, ha'mishkav va'hamoishav, or a couch or a seat va'madaf. Now here the word madaf they say means like any other article. Any article milamalan. If that's above the zav, right? So then let's say there's a pot on top of the pile of stones. Metame shnaim will be impure, and they change this word shnaim to echad. Here's a change of here. Will metame to one, uposen echad. So it will become a first level impurity. Pashu, when it separates, metame echad, uposen echad. It will be impure also to the same level. It won't. The fact that it's over there and it's removed makes no difference. Va'mishkav va'moishav milamatan. But if there's a mishkav, what he lies or he sits on is below. If what the zav lies on or sits on is below, metamen shnaim upoisel echad, it will now be an avatumet, will transmit impurity to two and to three different levels. Pershu, when he separates, metamen shnaim upoisel echad, it will remain impure. A couch, as we said, becomes an avatuma, let's say, when he sits on it. Ha'oichlin va'mashkin va'madaf milamatan. Food or drink or any other object which is below Tohoirin. So if he is standing above, if the Zav standing above the pile of rocks, and there is something below the pile of rocks which is food or drink or any other object which is not used for sitting on, that's the key. It remains pure. It remains pure. And that's what the Mishnah said, whatever the Zav is carried upon remains pure. That statement is because he's carried upon something. It's not made for sitting on. It's not a couch or a seat or a bed. And he's not touching it because there's this pile of rocks separating it. So that's the case where it will remain pure in the beginning of the Mishnah.